This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've all done it. We've stretched our credentials just a bit. Right? Maybe you did it for a mate. You know, you were in a bar scene and somebody says, so what do? And you might have outright lied. Or you could have just made it a little bit bigger than what it was. Out of embarrassment, or you just wanted to impress somebody because it would be a good thing to, you know, like I said, you were pursuing your mate. Maybe it was because some snob, you know, you wanted to get back at some snob, somebody that was like, well, I've done this and I've done that. And you went, oh, I did that as well. You know, and you stretched it. Maybe you hadn't been to Stade skiing or shopping in Saint-Tropez, you know? You did something, and you did it, maybe you thought it was for the right reasons, but it was probably just a little bit of snobbery on your own. Like, I won't let them get the best of me. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, hey, my hand's up. I've done it. Oh, yeah. I told you guys when I was a kid, because I was embarrassed about my dad, I was a pathological liar when it came to what he was and where I fit into the scheme of things. I was a doctor's kid, not a convict's kid. You know what I'm saying? And then that went into other lies as you get older, because you're still covering. You don't remember who you told what to. So you still cover. And then it gets to the point where you go, you know what? I better stop. Because I don't know who I told what to. So let me just start telling the truth. Let me fess up. And if people go, well, you didn't say that to me. You go, yeah, I lied. I was a liar. You got to just outgrow it. The left, they never outgrow that. Let me tell you why. They don't accomplish anything. Those who can do, those who can't teach or go into politics or whatever, but they don't accomplish anything. The left don't see a man toiling and say, I can make that easier. I can do something better. They just look at it as toil away. I'm glad I don't have to do it. The guy who made the pooper scooper was not a leftist. He was a conservative out there picking up his dog's doo-doo and went, you know, there's got to be an easier way. And he made it. The left just looked at him and went, oh, I'm glad someone else is picking up the poop. And we give these people so much respect. And it's funny, Tucker Carlson did a thing on Dr. Jill Biden and her insistence on being called doctor. And he mocks her. He read her dissertation. Maybe we'll play a clip of it. I'll see how far this segment goes. But he mocks her dissertation. He says, it's one of the worst. It's like reading Barack Obama's papers or reading Michelle Obama's papers. You read them and you go, wow, these people were dumb. They're dumb. They want us to believe they're smart. They want to come off, very, you know, like elitist. Like there's a reason why you should pay attention to me, because I'm smarter than you. When I think about that, I think about the apocalypse. You're going, what are you talking about, Kevin? Yeah, I think about the apocalypse. I think about, I'm going to be at a Bubba's place. The dude who knows how to build a generator out of straw. I'm going to be over at his place. I'm not going to be with the elitists starving to death, trying to figure out who we're going to eat first. I'm going to be with Bubba. Because Bubba's going to know how to make fire. He's going to have stored his food. He's going to know how to grow crops inside. I mean, this is a dude that has more knowledge than all these so-called academics who can't fill a thimble with practical knowledge, but they got opinions on everything. Opinions that are wrong. So let's go back to this credentializing ourselves, because it's human nature at some point to say, I'm going to embellish a little bit. As I said, to get even, to attract somebody, whatever. You know, quite frankly, relationships built on what? Come on, people, work with me here. Work with me. It's an easy word. Built on lies. doesn't work. Doesn't work ever. The person who's going to know you and appreciate you is going to understand you and accept you for who you are. You don't need to embellish your life or embellish yourself. This is a lesson here for you, all your little childrens, your grandchildren. You can come back and reflect on the Kevin Jackson Network, this particular episode of the Kevin Jackson Show, and you can let them listen to this because this is real talk. You don't need to be better than who you are because you are absolutely spectacular. And if you haven't figured that out yet, shame on you. Shame on the people around you who haven't made you know that. The people around you love and appreciate you in spite of yourself at times. And yes, you can be a piece of crap. You can be all the things that make people go, ugh. But at the end of the day, your friends, your family, the people who love, they accept you. They are like, I get it. Believe me, there are people that tolerate me. But they love me. That's okay. See, there comes a time when you finally accept who you are. You go, this is me. I'm not saying you can be a jerk all the time. I'm saying you know who you are. You know how to work around it. You even know how to apologize for yourself. People that get, they know what I'm talking about. Here's what you do know, though. You understand that you've chosen a path in life. You accept that that path may not be as prestigious as some, but it is still an amazing road traveled. I tell everybody, you have a book inside of you. You don't think it. You think, who would care about my little rinky-dink life? And I wrote my first book. That's what I said. Who cares about my life? What is my life going to do to help somebody else? And as I wrote that book, I thought to myself, wow, there's some pretty good insights here. Yep, your road is prestigious. You may not have Doctor or Esquire after your name. You know, you may not have the academic credentials. You may not have the work history pedigree of some, but I promise you, you are necessary. You know, when we went through this whole woo flu BS, which sadly we're still in the middle of, you know, still dealing with, there were what jobs that they call critical. Your job was essential versus non-essential. I bet when you were growing up, you never thought that what you did was non-essential. I bet you, you know, think about this. The left always talks about funding the arts, music and things like that. Is music essential? Is an artist's work essential? We'll touch more on that when we get back. But I'm going to tell you, I think all people and all jobs are essential.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked earlier about people stretching their credentials. We've all done it at some point. I would say most people have. And you think you did it for the right reasons, and you probably did. And there are people that you know, did it for a time and then stopped. I was one that stretched mine for longer than I should have and finally said, I don't need to tell anybody. I'm proud of my life. I've had an amazing life. There are things I'd like to do over, but I'm just living vicariously through my kids on that in some cases. In other cases, I just don't care. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I left off in the last segment of talking about essential versus non-essential. Somebody, some elitist, Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, Pritzker, all these leftist governors have decided what's essential versus non-essential. And jobs, they did it arbitrarily. They didn't do it based on science. They tell, we did it on science. The people that work for us. I was talking to a Canadian guy. He said to me, Kevin, it's interesting about America. You guys can criticize your president. You do it more than anything. I said, you know why we criticize a president? He works for us. We don't look at it as he's aristocracy. We don't look at it like the Brits, like the Queen can do no wrong or, you know, whatever. We look at it as like he's fallible. And when he fails, we're going to hold him accountable. We used to believe that with governors, too. Look at the actions of some of these governors and ask yourself if these are people that believe they report to you. Do you think Cuomo's worried about getting elected again? He's already stacked the deck. He's put the processes in place to where he can die in office. There's nothing you can do. He will be the governor of New York, until he decides he's not going to be. You think Gavin Newsom was lucky to win the governorship of California? Or do you think his aunt Pelosi helped in what they set up? Jerry Brown essentially handed the keys to Gavin Newsom. He didn't run against anybody. Oh, we're taught to believe that. Who are you? You simply state who you are now. If you're smart, if you're a conservative, you're like, this is my life. I am a mother. I'm a homeschooling mom. I'm a blue-collar dad. You know what you are. You make no apologies. There's no need to embellish your life. This is who we are. If you're hanging around friends where you've got to put on airs, as they say, get rid of those friends. I have friends much more wealthy than me. I have friends who are not. I don't care. They're all the same. They're in the same bucket. I was with them not just this last August 25th, but previous August. We spent a weekend together, a bunch of us. And they were all mixes of life. Former roommates, former this, met here, kids played together, this, that, and the other. They were all different walks of life. And they're all friends now and, you know, the whole deal. Because there was no putting on airs. I told them all how I met them all. Some I worked with, some we, as I said, different things. And it was fun to watch that group interact. Some aristocrats, you know, some people that really are doing well in life, hanging out with people who are blue-collar workers and loving it. Still in touch to this day. Anyway, we've been taught to respect the wrong things in America. We've been taught to respect titles. Doctor, Esquire, Judge, a judge. Woohoo! So we hear these things and we think, oh, wow, a person must be discerning, must be smart, must be this. We make these, just characterizations. We already go, oh, well, this person must be such and such. We hear of an award. He's won a Pulitzer. He's won an Emmy. He's won a Grammy. He's won a Nobel Peace Prize. I remember when I was a kid growing up, these things meant something. It was like, wow, really? You got a degree from Harvard. Now it's like giving away chiclets in Mexico. Somewhere along the way, I begin to question, what is it with these people? Are they really that much smarter? It's funny. So I'm talking to one of my friends. He's an academic, and he's one of those who is very accomplished. And I didn't know this. Maybe this is going to be news to you. He said to me, he says, Kevin, you do know that if you get a PhD from, say, Ohio State, you can't teach at Harvard. I went, what? He goes, that doctorate gets you nothing at Harvard. He goes, unless your PhD is from Princeton, Yale, Stanford, the Ivies, and a few others like the Stanfords, because Stanford's not considered an Ivy school. But it's a good school. Unless your PhD is from there, you can't teach at Harvard, or even you can't even teach at like the University of Chicago or, you know, New York University, where they want to aspire to be like a Harvard. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You would think your PhD is your PhD. He goes, nope. He goes, you can't teach there. He goes, if you get a PhD from What's a Motto You, you're going to be teaching at that level. That's where you can get a job, but you will not get into the Ivies. And if you get it from What's a Motto You, you can't teach at Ohio State. There's a hierarchy, a caste system within academia that says, I'm not accepting your PhD is not as good as my PhD. Go to a school board meeting and look at the number of people who are doctors. They'll all on the panels on the day. So, this is Dr. So-and-so, Dr. this, Dr. that, Dr. Doctor. And They're all doctors of education, doctor, you know, and meaningless, but they, boy, you better call them doctors. So along the lines of what Tucker was saying about Dr. Jill. Anyway, I started questioning this, and I think it was all these titles and the things that we were supposed to respect about these people, and it was after my own education. I got my degrees, and I went, you know, here I've got 3 degrees, electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and there are people that were moving on, you know, Kevin, I'm getting my MBA, I'm going to get my math. If you're getting a master's in electrical engineering, I respect you, because you got to learn more. But, you know, people that were getting their MBAs and things like this, it was a follow-on. It was kind of like, you know, in electrical engineering, you might as well get your physics degree or you might as well get your computer science or your math degree because you had so many hours towards it, but you weren't technically learning a whole lot more. I mean, to get a double E degree, you're going to learn how to program. So you might as well just get your CS, your computer science degree. Why not? A couple more classes. Anyway, I noticed that people who were looking to go farther in their academic careers weren't exactly the brightest people. They weren't overly smart. They weren't any smarter than I was. I just decided I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and go to work. I wanted to make something. I wanted to see my work turn into something. But here's what I also noticed. I noticed they weren't that much smarter than the people who had less education than I had. The Bubbas I mentioned earlier, the guys I'd hang out with in the event of the zombie apocalypse, the guys who know how to make motors out of straw. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Initial jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 803,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's about 85,000 fewer than expected, and the states with the biggest decreases were Georgia, Minnesota, Texas, Indiana, and Wisconsin. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that, frankly, aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. This is USA Radio News. Some health officials are continuing to paint a dark picture regarding the coronavirus pandemic as we head into January. Dr. Celine Grounder is on the Biden-Harris Transition Team COVID Advisory Board. She says next month is going to be horrible.
And the next administration will be assuming office at one of the worst times in public health in this country ever.
That audio, courtesy of MSNBC, the mass exodus from this state may cost them a seat in Washington.
Residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, when Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General, his wife. Joe Biden's wife. He would never do it, but she's a hell of a doctor.
Yeah. Jill Biden is one hell of a doctor, says Karen. She should be Surgeon General. Just don't ask her to commit surgery. Don't ask for advice on your coronary artery disease because she's not actually a physician. She's a doctor of education, which means basically nothing. On Friday, the Wall Street Journal pointed this out. They ran an op-ed by Joe Epstein, made a true and obvious point. Jill Biden is not a doctor. No. Maybe in the same sense Dr. Pepper is. In 2007, at the age of 55, she got a doctorate in education. So she's got the same degree as Dr. Bill Cosby. In 2009, back when America was a lot more honest, Joe Biden explained why his wife got that degree. Quote, she said, "I was so sick of the mail coming to Senator and Mrs. Biden, I wanted to get mail addressed to Dr. and Senator Biden." That's the real reason she got her doctorate. In other words, Jill Biden was diagnosed with a very bad case of status anxiety, and she decided to cure that, as so many do in our country, with another pointless title. That's all true, it's all obvious, therefore you're not allowed to say it. A Washington Post columnist called Joe Epstein a weird, grumpy, elitist man. I guess he told the truth, which is the one sin in America in 2020. Of course, Michelle Obama from either Hawaii or Martha's Vineyard wrote a long Instagram message expressing her disappointment with the Wall Street Journal. It's racist or sexist or something. It's an ist for sure. But for all the performative outrage, none of this is new. For years, we've known about the Bidens that they have deep class insecurity. This was Joe Biden back in 1988, for example.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. In the first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees. From undergraduate school and 165 credits, only need 123 credits, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Tucker Carlson pretty much laying it out there. Oh, she's one hell of a doctor. Just don't ask her for a surgery. Doctor of education, which is basically nothing. And so this guy writes an op-ed, and he's calling out Jill Biden for always saying, "Call me doctor." And of course, I love Tucker saying that she's a doctor in as much as Dr. Pepper was. And in 2009, she explained why she got her degree, because she had status anxiety. Everybody was introducing her husband by his titles, which, by the way, are as bogus as anybody else's. Does Joe Biden represent Senator? You know, look at him. He's a senator. He's a former vice president. He's a president-elect. Or do you think of him the way I think of him, which is He's a moron. Because most of us see him for what he is. It's a moron. It's a pointless title, which is exactly what Tucker was trying to imply. These are pointless titles, pointless awards, pointless things. Why? Because it's meant to separate us from them. They are the ones with the titles. They are the ones with the accolades and all of the prizes. And what do we have? We have nothing. We are just sitting back looking at ourselves wondering, what have we done with our miserable lives? So the guy who calls her out is described as a weird, grumpy, elitist man. Michelle Obama writes on Instagram that this guy is some sort of an it. He's a misogynist. He's a sexist. He's something like that because he dare question the credentials of Dr. Jill Biden, who has as much a degree as a doctor as the guy that's going to come over and spray your home for pests. So my question to you is why? Why is that divide there? Why? What is that distinction? Because it's there. I mentioned before, I was in academia doing some things at a school board, and everybody's doctor is doctor, 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 doctor. And what's funny is you can measure where they are based on the degree. Like the person who's the superintendent of schools got her doctorate from Princeton. And then it goes down from there. But if you got your doctorate at, Arizona State, that's not as good of a doctor, and it isn't. But they can do that. They can measure themselves in academia, but don't you dare do it. Don't you dare measure yourself in academia and say, hey, look, Dr. Jill Biden's degree doesn't seem like a real degree. How dare you? But they can say, oh, no, you got a doctorate from Joe Schmo University? Well, sorry. You can't teach at the University of Chicago because we are prestigious and we only want people that carry Ivy League pedigrees. I don't care how brilliant you are. If you can't get that paper trail behind you, shame on you. I was having this discussion with one of my advisory board members and he says to me, look, I'm a fellow at the Dole Institute at the University of Kansas, and I can already tell you that I can't, unless I come in with some sort of academic credentials that have Ivy League stuff on it, I can't. He goes, let's work on that. He's like, let's work on it. Let's figure out how we're going to get you some sort of a fellowship, to like a visiting professorship to Harvard or something like that, just so you can credentialize. Now, let me ask you this, people. Am I going to be any better or any smarter? No. Do you know what I'll have? I'll have that paper trail. I'll have that pedigree. And that will be enough. A pointless type that doesn't make me any smarter, but it'll raise me in the eyes of the academics. And I go back to this. Why are we here? Why are we talking about this? Why did Joe Biden get selected over all the other idiot candidates that could have been made to win this election? Because it didn't matter who they picked. They were going to cheat anyway. So why'd they pick Biden? You want to know why? One reason only. He had the title. People would go, Yang couldn't do it. We can't let Kamala Harris do it on her own. She's just a junior senator and nobody likes her. We need somebody that has something. And that's what they did. They chose the guy that had the best title. They know Joe Biden didn't win, but he had the title. And his wife, she's just a housewife. They got to make her bigger than life. She's the one that's going to actually run things if Joe were to get in. And trust me, he's not going to. But she would be the one running things. We got to let her have a big enough title. People have to see them as the educated couple, not the housewife who was a former mistress who got his first wife killed, almost killed her sons, and, interloped on their marriage, and then, watch Joe suffer from dementia. No, these are two very astute people of they deserve it. Look at their titles, and look at you. What are you, a housewife? What are you, a regular old working husband? Where have your children gone to school? What jobs have they held? Has your child been an attorney general of a state? They milk their children's debts Did your child die of brain cancer? Huh? Did your child serve in the military? So what? It was as a crackhead dope fiend. So what? Did your child serve? It's a measuring stick, and it's meant to keep you down. Just like they tell these little white kids, hey, white privileged, white guilt kid, you better understand. We got to keep you down. So that's what they're doing. And Tucker goes on, it's a great piece. He interviews a lady, says, why are they doing this? I mean, this is Whoopi Goldberg going, she should be Surgeon General. She hadn't even investigated this. Do you think anybody's looking into Dr. Jill's title? And here's what's interesting about the whole thing. What's interesting is it's gotten traction. They're responding back. Michelle Obama had to make a comment. Do you think Michelle Obama gives one twist of a rat behind about Dr. Jill's title? They went to her and they said, can you respond back on this? Because we need a pushback. They went to her. The media elite said, attack the guy that dare bring this up. Because this is a woman who's requiring people to refer to her as a doctor. I have friends who are actual doctors who don't insist you call them doctor. If they're at the office, they say, yeah, Dr. So-and-so. I'm here to see Dr. So-and-so. When you get back there, they're like, what's up, baby? This woman wants to have it. Why? Because as Tucker explained, anxiety, status anxiety. I have to be better than the people that I'm going to see. I have to look as if I'm an authority. And Tucker goes even farther. When we come back, I want to play this other clip, maybe in its entirety. He lampoons this chick, and rightfully so, and anybody who wants to protect her. This woman's writing is worse than that of Michelle Obama's and Barack Obama's. But they want us to believe she's somebody special, better than we are. Don't you know that, America?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who want to run the country, who want to pretend they're better than you, better than we. And you have to embellish everything that you do. You have to make everything you do seem bigger than life. Feel good, but that's not you. Talking about the aristocracy, stretching their credentials, giving themselves these titles, these awards that are meaningless. I talk about Solomon in the days of his death, and he says, what does it all mean? All this money you've amassed, and he says, vapor. That was the equivalent word to the translation from Hebrew, vapor. It's nothing. It can vanish. I watched this special on the Gibbs family, the Bee Gees, and Maurice is still alive. And I mean, these brothers grew up together. They became the Bee Gees. They wrote over 1,000 songs, 20 top one, number one. I don't know how many top 20 hits, but had to be dozens. They wrote songs for almost every major singer in the world. Celine Dion, Warwick, what's her name? Dolly Parton, Michael Jack, Eric Clapton, all of them, Barbara Streisand. And their songs were amazing. You remember Saturday Night Fever, that album? That album was on the charts for over a year. It had more number ones of any debut album. I was just floored at this. And as they're taking me through all this, man, I'm thinking, look at the Bee Gees. These good-looking guys, brothers from Australia, this amazing harmony because they were from the same family. They could all sing. They were great musicians. And then here along comes little Andy with his song, "But So Long, You and Me, Find Each Other, But So Long." So he comes along, and he's as big a hit as his brothers. Another good-looking Bee Gee. I mean, they were made for this stuff. They talk about the ebbs and flows of their lives, being brothers and breaking up the band and all this, getting back together, writing songs for all these people. And then the brothers start to die off. Andy dies at the age of 30 from a heart attack and drug abuse. You've got one of them died of cancer. The other one died a little later in life over some other complications from a surgery. And Maurice is left, the oldest brother. And you know what he says? He says, "No matter what riches I have, I would give it all up to get my brothers back." It didn't matter. These are guys that were on top of the world, and then the disco era ended, and they were ostracized. Nobody would play their records. They had to rebuild again. Before that even happened, their careers were thought to be ended, and then they met this guy named Arif who rebranded them. They came into the disco era. Then they got blamed for disco with all the disco duck crap and all that was coming out, and they had to rebuild, and then they were writing songs for others, and they said, you know what, in the end, we didn't have to be the band on the stage. We prided ourselves on being songwriters. We no longer needed to be in the spotlight. Been there, done that. No status anxiety. No need to stay on top. And at the very end, the oldest brother, the guy who pretty much started all, said, you know what, guys? If I could give this all up and get my brothers back, I would take it. See, that's what life boils down to. There's this kid, Justin Bieber. He's got a new song out. Melissa was playing it for me the other day. You know what his song is? He's like, "You don't understand me. I got everything I want. But if you don't understand why I'm not happy, you don't get me. It isn't about the things that I have and the things I have access to and all that." The song is something along the lines of, "I got everything I want and I got nobody to call. Nobody to call. I feel so sorry for this guy. He is so lonely. One of my best buddies. We came to be best buddies late in life. But he's one of these people, he believes he sacrificed his family for his career until a large part he did. And I find myself talking to him quite often saying, hey, man, I don't know what happened in your previous life, but what you do going forward matters. And there are people who care about you. Start living now." And he is. Thank goodness. We all work on ourselves, but not leftists. Anyway, let me play this clip. This is Tucker still making fun of Dr. Jill. And we'll finish this clip out, or finish this segment out.
Contrary to what you may have read, Dr. Jill Biden is not a healer. She's not allowed to write prescriptions. She wouldn't know what to do with your appendix. Dr. Jill has an education degree from some school in Delaware, and you're supposed to find that highly impressive. She could be a Surgeon General. Now, many have laughed at the apparent absurdity of this, but we took it seriously because that's our job. We actually read her dissertation this week, the very document that made her, quote, a doctor. And what did we discover when we did that? We're going to give it to you in a diagnosis. Dr. Jill needs reading glasses. Either that or she's borderline illiterate. There are typos everywhere, including in the first graph of the introduction. Dr. Jill can't write. She can't really think clearly either. Parts of the dissertation seem to be written in a foreign language using English words. They're essentially pure nonsense, like pig Latin or dogs barking. The whole thing is just incredibly embarrassing. And not simply to poor illiterate Jill Biden, but to the college that considered this crap scholarship. Embarrassing, in fact, to our entire system of higher education, to the nation itself.
Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to stop here for just a second and just say, he goes on to give examples of her dissertation. He says it's still up. Temporarily, they probably will take it down. But it's still up. Go read it for yourself. And he gives examples of just the worst dissertation in the history of man. I mean, it's a joke. A fifth grader who knows how to write could write better than Jill Biden. And so I just want to skip ahead. But I want to play the part that is most meaningful in all of this. And here's what Tucker said.
We've got to be honest and tell you that not all of Jill Biden's dissertation is hallucinogenic fantasy. Some of her claims seem real. Some are easily verified. Take this one. Quote, according to the retention director at Cecil Community College, Cecil Community College has made a concerted effort to address retention, end quote. So there you have it. In Delaware, retention directors say they're addressing retention. So consider the debate over Cecil Community College's retention efforts settled, straight from the source. And there are a lot of newsy bits like that in Dr. Jill's dissertation. Go ahead and read it yourself. It's still online, at least for now. But whatever you do, do not make fun of it. If you dare to notice that Dr. Jill isn't a super genius, you hate all women. You're a dangerous misogynist.
But many are saying what was written about Dr. Jill Biden would have never been written about a man.
And it's that managed to be petty, elitist, and misogynistic all at once.
As numerous professors told the New York Times, the suggestion that Dr. Biden not use the honorific was blatantly sexist and emblematic of the way many men question or disparage women's credentials.
But really, it's just...
Who needs passion?
No, but then do you give it oxygen by talking about it? Do you give it energy? But you do have to bring attention to it and saying, this is outrageous.
Yeah. Ooh, they're so touchy. Interesting. They're telling you that no one ever called a man dumb. Okay, well, that's wrong. We call Dr. Jill's husband dumb all the time. In fact, we're going to go full feminist here and admit that Dr. Jill is a lot smarter than the man she married. Not that it's saying much. Joe Biden never wrote a dissertation, even on community colleges. The only thing Joe Biden has written recently are reminder notes to himself to wear matching socks. So it's not a sexism thing. What it is actually is a class thing. We have a class system in this country, and it's based on credentials like the ones Dr. Jill Biden has. A certain sort of person in America gets advanced degrees or works at McKinsey or goes to Yale, not in order to learn or to create or to achieve anything inherently impressive or worth having, no. Instead, to justify their power over you. They've got more merit badges, therefore they rule. It's a ridiculous system when you think about it. And that's precisely why they don't want you to think about it. It's why they shout at you and call you names when you mention it. It's why they're so touchy. If you're allowed to point out that Jill Biden isn't really a doctor, maybe not even very bright, then you're just one step away from noticing that the medals on their chests aren't real either. It's all totally fake, just like the meritocracy that justifies their power.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You know what I've been trying to convince you of since I've gotten on this radio show, since I started it? You're important. It's not about your title. It's not about what you do for a living. Your ideas, the things that you believe should govern this nation, are absolutely spot on. And these elitists want you to believe they have it all, and they back it up with the science, and they pay off their science. Actually, I have to pay people off to agree with them. That's how stupid they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.